I got my license in the early 90s. Nothing in the 80s for me, but in the 90s. I've always been a scanner enthusiast, listening to police scanners. One day I was just had a search mode on the scanner, and I was searching for different frequencies and came across the Fenton 2-meter repeater, and I live in Fenton. And I heard the Saturday Night Net, so I started listening every Saturday. I'd listen to the net, and sometimes I'd listen to people talking during the day. So I decided to get my license, and the rest is history. Yep, and a couple people that sat in the test with me lived in Fenton, got their licenses, and we got together, started talking, and then I found out about the Fenton Radio Club, and I think back then we had between 70 and 80 members. And then I got on the board of the Fenton Club. I worked the CRIM 10-mile race in Flint on the 2-6 repeater for 15 years, 20 years. They just did the CRIM just this week, was it last weekend? Weekend before last. They still do the communications for the CRIM on the 2-6 repeater. There's the 3-8 repeater in Flint is linked into this system. So, yeah, pretty cool. There's still some people around on the 2-6, like Clay, KF8UI, if you ever talked to him back in the day. He's still on there, still on the engineering team, keeping the 2-6 repeater going. So some things change and some things stay the same. Go ahead, Bernie. KB8RVP.